Welcome to Canada's National Bible Hour, a ministry of Mission Go. I'm Brian Albrecht, the President Emeritus and Director of Canada's National Bible Hour, and we are trying to reach the world for Jesus Christ. And Canada's National Bible Hour is one of our ministries to share the good news of the gospel around the world. Today, our scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and following, which say, "And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." This is a great missionary verse, and of course the whole point of the verse is that people would be called into ministry and actually reach the whole world for Christ. We can be thankful for our local churches. We can be thankful for our Christian brothers and sisters. But we need to have a world vision. We need to see the fields that are white unto harvest, to pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field. And so we have much work to do. And I trust that you're praying for missions. And I pray that you're praying for people to be called into missions, to go overseas and to share the good news of the gospel for so many that have never heard. It's estimated that there's between 1 and 2 billion people on the face of the earth that have never heard the name Jesus. And so we have much work to do before he returns.
Good day, thank you for joining our Moments from the Mission Field, with interviews and stories about how the Lord's work is reaching out globally through the agency of Mission Go. If you, your friends from church, or family members are interested in more information about short-term or career ministry opportunities, or seeking someone to come to your church, or a group to speak about international missions, please call 866-483-5787 in Canada or 888-900-5048 in the United States, or on the web, visit www.missiongo.org, so we can share more information. Mission Moments is brought to you by Mission Go, the mission agency with hundreds of points of light that spread the gospel worldwide and support the continuation of Canada's National Bible Hour. Eddie and Carrie Ramos have been serving with Mission Go since 2011 year. They founded a children's ministry in a barrio in Santiago, where they bring hope to a community known for its poverty. They are building a home where they can live and serve the Lord and the people of Santiago, and through hosting people in groups, having ministry activities and so much more. Today, we want to tell you about the team that was a huge blessing to the ministry of Eddie and Carrie Ramos at the Ramos House. The Ramos tells of the first official mission team to host in their new home, the Ramos House. The house was not finished, so the entire team could not stay with us, but three team members stayed in our guest room, and the whole team was at our house daily for meals, meetings, and downtime. It was such a blessing to us to be able to use it. For our daily and weekly activities, the team planned a Bible lesson and a craft with the theme, Jesus is the Light. However, since these activities were also our group time with the kids, the team decorated the ministry house with decorations. It provided a pizza dinner and some fun treats and games. The kids were so excited and had so much fun. Their time with the teen group is incredibly blessed. Most of the team members are young adults, so they are close in age to our teenagers. God moved mighty during the Bible lesson and especially during worship. At the end of our time together, they started worshiping again. It was beautiful, and none of the teens wanted to leave. The team worked very hard and helped us so much during their workday by painting walls, organizing supplies, and finishing their mural on the ministry house. The team also visited our friend Rose's children's home. They blessed her with groceries and some needed medications for the kids. They also spent much time praying for her and ministering to her and her husband. We were thankful for the opportunity to support them in this way as they pour out so much love and care for the children in their homes. The New Covenant team was also a blessing to us. They shared in the short-term work at the Ramos House, praying with them, worshiping, talking, and sharing testimonials with Felix and Kristen Feese. They are Mission Go missionaries serving in North America. Now let me share the story of Felix and Kristen Feese. They look forward to doing much more in 2024. They shared the gospel with more than 500 people, mainly migrants. They held more than 15 large group gatherings and more than 32 small group preaching sessions during the harvest season. Two families, three people each, have been disciplined, six people got saved, and translation into Spanish happened at the church.
Communication with the migrant farmer community has improved, and they are beginning to trust us more with the things that truly matter to them, i.e., their family and their possessions.
At the beginning of January, the feast celebrated Dia de los Reyes, Three Kings Day, with many local Hispanics in a fun, family-centered event for the kids for Three Kings Day, as it is a big celebration in the Hispanic community. The feast shared how thankful they are to the Lord for using their commitment and love for the Hispanic community God has called them to. With translation assistance, they have been able to work through business transactions with the community that they serve. Some hurdles were overcome for individuals who didn't think it was possible, like buying a home. To improve missionary outreach, this couple has become a voice for these migrant people, their support, and a great backup plan. This couple has provided understanding, communication, love, and care. This has opened more opportunities to share the gospel, and many have asked these missionaries to pray for their families. The feast stated, "We couldn't have done any of these things without God's help and your support and prayers. Thanks for ministering with us. Our family is also preparing for some upcoming changes. We are excited to announce the arrival of our newest addition, a baby boy at the end of May. Please join us in prayer for Mission Go's outreach as we pray for these dear couples. If you wish to support this ministry in other ways, contact us at missiongo.org or Canada's National Bible Hour.
Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh.
Thank you so much for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. As you are aware, this is a listener-supported program, and we need your prayers, we need your support to help us to stay on the air. And so we're asking for our listeners during this time of the year to be much in prayer for Canada's National Bible Hour. That'll make a tremendous impact in people's lives, and many will come to hear the gospel and be saved, and others will grow in their faith. This month, we're offering a wonderful booklet by Max Licato entitled Pocket Prayers. And basically, it's got 40 simple prayers that bring peace and rest to us. Sometimes we want to pray, and sometimes we don't know how to express ourselves in prayers to God. And this booklet can really help you a lot. There's different subjects that are listed in the index, and you can go there and you can sort of read along that prayer, and that will help you to think about your own situation and then pray effectively to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I really recommend this. I use it myself, and it's been very encouraging and been very helpful in your journey towards peace, rest, and a closer conversation with God. To get a copy of Pocket Prayers, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R, 7A7, or in the United States at Box 2010 at Buffalo, New York, 14231. Today's message is from Reverend Art Larson, is entitled, Be Diligent. I know that you'll enjoy this message very much. Printed copies are available upon request.
We're living in a day when people seem to be very busy, but a lot of the busyness never accomplishes much. It was interesting to read a story about Larry Walters. 33-year-old truck driver had been sitting around doing nothing week in, week out, until boredom got the best of him. That was back in the summer of 1982, and he decided enough was enough. What he needed was an adventure. So on July 2nd of that year, he rigged 42 helium-filled weather balloons to a Sears lawn chair in San Pedro, California, and lifted off. Armed with a pellet gun to shoot out a few balloons should he fly too high, and some peanut butter sandwiches and a couple of canned drinks, Walters was soon shocked to reach 16,000 feet rather rapidly. He wasn't the only one. Surprised airline pilots reported seeing, quote, some guy in a lawn chair floating in the sky, to perplexed air traffic controllers. Finally, Walters had enough sense to start shooting a few balloons, which allowed him to land safely in Long Beach some 45 minutes later. The bizarre stunt got him a Timex ad as well as a guest spot on The Tonight Show. Ultimately, he quit his job to deliver motivational speeches. When asked why he did such a weird thing, Walters usually gave the same answer. People ask me if I had a death wish. I tell them no. It was something I had to do. I just couldn't sit there. I wonder today if you're a professing Christian, if you're just sitting there. We're on a series from 2 Peter chapter 3, in which Peter, in his last words, he says in chapter 1, that he knows that shortly he will leave the body in which he lived and go to be with his Lord, and so he is wanting to stir up, in both of his letters, stir up the believers in Jesus Christ, those who have been born again, washed in the blood of Christ, redeemed, members of God's family, members of the army of Christ, as it were. He wants to stir up those believers, even though they know the truths he's going to share with them, but so easily forget them. We turned to chapter 3, and we saw in the first 7 verses of 2 Peter 3 that the theme, verse 2, is be mindful of the truth in those 7 verses. The truth of Scripture, God's holy word, and the truth that in the last days there will come scoffers, mocking, making fun of the coming of Christ, making fun of the creation of the world and of the flood that once destroyed the earth, but who someday will be destroyed by fire, which is God's next judgment. Fire. And these ungodly men will be destroyed by God's judgment. So the first B we saw in chapter 3 was be mindful of the truth. And then we looked in verses 8, 9, and 10 of 2 Peter 3, and we saw be not ignorant of the time of God's promise, the time relating to his plan, the time of his patience. You see, the day of the Lord is going to come as a thief in the night, and the heavens will pass away with a great noise. The elements will melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in it shall be burned up, and all these things in this world will be dissolved, and then there will be a new heavens and new earth. We wonder why God waits. Well, God waits because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Maybe he's waiting for you, my friend. Be not ignorant of the time. And then we saw thirdly, that God says, be holy in your testimony, verses 11, 12, and 13, seeing that all these things are dissolved. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, looking for his promise of a new earth and new heavens. In that new earth will dwell righteousness. We are to be holy in our testimony, loving not this world system. It's passing away, looking for his coming. It's going to come as a thief in the night. We should not be taken unawares, we who know Christ. And living for his glory, a life that will bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. Now today, in verse 14, we are to be diligent at the task, not sitting around or flying in the air on lawn chairs, as Larry Walters did, but diligent. Be diligent at the task. Listen, 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 14. 15 and 16, wherefore, beloved, seeing that we look for such things, his coming and a new heavens and new earth, we look for such things. Be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest or twist, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Be diligent at the task. Diligent, not careless, not lazy. Someone has well said, the world will never care how much we know until they know how much we care. That's why the Bible says we are to stand by our commitment, Share our faith and study the Bible. That's what verses 14, 15, and 16 are telling us here in 2 Peter chapter 3. Stand by your commitment. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, seeing you are Christians who have been saved and are now looking forward to the day of the Lord and the day of Christ and the day when he will come back and the day in which eventually the world will be dissolved and destroyed and new heavens and a new earth will be formed in which dwells righteousness, you believers, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. The result of standing by your commitment is peace and a clean life and a blameless life. Someone has well written, there's a sweet old story translated for men written the long, long ago, the gospel according to Mark, Luke, and John of Christ and his mission below. You are writing a gospel, a chapter each day by the deeds that you do, by the words that you say. Men read what you write, whether faithless or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? Men read and admire the gospel of Christ with its love so unfailing and true. But what do they say and what do they think of the gospel according to you? 'Tis a wonderful story, that gospel of love, as it shines in the Christ life divine. And oh, that its truth might be told or again in the story of your life and mine. Unselfishness mirrors in every scene. Love blossoms on every sod. And back from its vision, the heart comes to tell the wonderful goodness of God. Yes, you are writing each day a letter to men. Take care that that writing is true. It's the only gospel some men will read. The gospel according to you. Peter says, oh, make sure you're diligent to be found in him when he comes again in peace, without spot, and blameless. Is there unconfessed sin in your life today, my friend? Is there aught between you and another person, whether believer in Christ or non-believer? Are there spots in your life of habits and things that should not be there as a Christian? Are you blameless, as it were, before a world that scrutinizes your life, whether you realize it or not? Are you truly letting your light so shine that they may behold your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven? Are you truly the salt of the earth? Are you truly a disciple of Jesus Christ? Not only should you stand by your commitment to be found in peace, clean, and blameless, but you should share your faith. Verse 15 says, account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Share your faith. Christians should be out plowing and sowing the seed of the Word of God and seeking the lost and sending out the gospel and speaking out for the Lord. We need to do it unashamed. We need to do it now. Just recently, one of my dear friends passed into the presence of the Lord. He was known in the area in which he lived as the John 3:16 man, for he had a unique way in sharing his faith. And if you're a Christian today, there is no reason in the world why you couldn't share this wonderful method of reaching others with the gospel. You may not have much background. You may not have been to Bible school. You may not even have been saved very long, or you may never have started to ever witness, but you could do this. Dear Jim Stark used to say to people, say, do you know John 3:16? Most people you talk to today, my friend, will not know what you're talking about. And then he would quote for them, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then he would talk to them about that verse and say, put your name in where it says whosoever. And then he would follow them up, and he led many, many people to Christ, gathered them together in Bible studies. And as a result, the little church that he attended grew and grew. Grew and grew. Recently, I was there for meetings and saw the result of a man who was called in the neighborhood the John 3:16 man. Do you know why? Because he shared his faith. Peter says in 1 Peter 3 that we should sanctify the Lord God in our hearts, put him first, set him apart in our lives as Lord and Master, and be ready always to give an answer to everyone who asks a reason for the hope that is within us with meekness and with fear. Not only stand by your commitment and share your faith, but study the Bible. Oh, verse 16 is so pertinent. It speaks of those who are unlearned and unstable, and thus they twist or wrest the scriptures to their own destruction. What a tragedy this is. If you do not study your Bible, you will not know the truth of God's word. The term unlearned and unstable certainly fits together. Show me a Christian who does not know their Bible, who is unlearned in the Bible, and I'll show you a person who is unstable, who falls for every false doctrine, every cult, every so-called feeling that comes along, and they will continue to be unstable, twisting the scriptures. You can make the Bible say anything you want to. Ah, but you need to do what Paul said to Timothy. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Peter, in these last words for last days, says, be mindful of the truth, verses 1 to 7, 2 Peter 3. Be not ignorant of the time, verses 8 to 10. Be holy in your testimony, verses 11 to 14, and be diligent in the task of standing by your commitment, sharing your faith, and studying the Bible. Here's a wonderful prayer by Dr. F. E. Marsh. I love this prayer. He says, O God and Father in Christ, I thank thee that thou hast given thy holy word for my instruction. Now listen, my friend. Enable me in the grace of the Holy Spirit to love thy word supremely, to believe it wholly, to live it out truly, to follow it earnestly, to rest on it contentedly, to follow it continually, to practice it consistently, to obey it unhesitatingly, to witness to it faithfully, to prove its promises fully, to hear its voice attentively, to see its prophecies minutely, to answer to it lovingly, to handle it reverently, and to enter into its spirit devotedly. In the name of him who alone is worthy, I pray. What a prayer. Stand by your commitment, friend. Be diligent at the task. Share your faith. Be diligent at the task. Study your Bible. Be diligent at the task. Why? Because Jesus Christ is coming at any moment. Maybe today. The Lord waits to be gracious, to save those who are still lost. Is your life influencing them for Christ? I pray that it is.
Thank you so much for listening to Canada's National Bible Hour. As you are aware, this is a listener-supported program, and we need your prayers, we need your support to help us to stay on the air. And so we're asking for our listeners during this time of the year to be much in prayer for Canada's National Bible Hour. That'll make a tremendous impact in people's lives, and many will come to hear the gospel and be saved, and others will grow in their faith. This month, we're offering a wonderful booklet by Max Lucado entitled Pocket Prayers. And basically, it's got 40 simple prayers that bring peace and rest to us. Sometimes we want to pray, and sometimes we don't know how to express ourselves in prayers to God. And this booklet can really help you a lot. There's different subjects that are listed in the index, and you can go there and you can sort of read along that prayer, and that will help you to think about your own situation and then pray effectively to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I really recommend this. I use it myself, and it's been very encouraging and been very helpful in your journey towards peace, rest, and a closer conversation with God. To get a copy of Pocket Prayers, please write to Canada's National Bible Hour, Box 1210, St. Catharines, Ontario, L2R 7A7, or in the United States at Box 2010 at Buffalo, New York, 14231.